episode 2 of the School Nurse Daily Series. Today, we'll be reviewing the February 2024 newsletter. And this newsletter is entitled The Stressed Heart. So just before we dive into what was discussed in the newsletter, let's take a look at what our initial thoughts were before reading the newsletter.
Initially, it brought on the realization that my heart and the health of my heart, the state of my heart, is my responsibility. Therefore, I must take the necessary precautions and the necessary steps to ensure that it is taken care of and that it is hearty, so to speak.
For me, it made me feel a little guilty because the word stressed felt emphasized, and I started thinking about whether or not I have been doing enough to ensure that my heart isn't stressed. I started questioning myself and my actions. Yeah, that the title is.
And did we all feel the same way after reading the newsletter? Because we covered quite a few, you know, what causes a stressed heart, what are the symptoms, and what to do if we're stressed. So did we feel the same way after reading?
For me, I am still in a state of guilt, but what I can say is that I have been edified on how best to go about when I am stressed. I have been edified of just how stress is correlated with the heart, and I feel inclined or personally more motivated to do better in terms of taking care of my heart when it comes to stress.
I would have to second that as well, Takis. After reading, as you said, I would have been edified of the different symptoms and signs of stress, you know, some that you would have brushed off. But no, I'm realizing that, for example, you know, constant headaches and aches and pains and even chest pain are a result of not adequately taking care of my heart.
Right.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because a part of what I had written was that a tip: if you know how your body reacts in a situation or in everyday life, then you should know when things are off. For me, I know when I have a headache based on stress, or I have a headache because I haven't ate. I know when my body is tired because of, you know, the exhaustion from the day, or because of consecutive or consistent work over the past few days. I know when my body is stressed. So if you know how to pinpoint when something is not right or something does not correlate to what you think is happening, then you should be able to know that, hey, I'm having these headaches because I need to lay down. I am having these chest pains because of all the burden I'm carrying. I'm feeling this pain in the back of my head because my blood pressure has increased because of the burden that I carried the past few days. If we know how our body is supposed to react normally, then we know when things are not right within our body. And that's what's really important to know when you have a stressed heart. So with all that was said and read, what really stood out for you, or what's your main takeaway?
If it is that I continue to neglect taking care of my heart, it can cause overexertion of the heart muscles, which can lead to, for example, heart attacks and strokes, and as you know it, heart failure. So failure to take care of my heart essentially can lead to heart failure. So that was my takeaway.
Nurse, you would have already brushed on what stood out to me or my takeaway, and that's the part about understanding why you are stressed, or being able to identify the different factors that would lead to stress, or the different abnormalities within your body. And that's really where my guilt stems from, because I am not aware, or per se, I don't know when. I don't know the different abnormalities, or I don't know how to differentiate what is normal versus what is not normal for me to properly take care of my heart when I'm in a stressful situation.
Yeah, and acknowledging that very fact is important as well, because you knowing this prompts you to take a better look at your body, or pay more keen attention to your bodily cues. February was celebrated as Heart Month, right? And that includes everything that entails the heart diseases and all of that. And For me, I would say that it is important for us to also be aware of how we are taking care of that heart. Yes, it's important for us to know that it's stressed, but how are we taking care of it? A section of the newsletter highlighted that unhealthy habits happens whenever we have a stressed heart, right? Many of us, we begin to eat carelessly. We consume a very unhealthy diet. We are not keen on exercise. We're not keen on how often we eat, when we eat, or if we don't eat at all, right? And even the intake of the smoking or alcohol, we're not very keen on that. And the side effect of that would be things like a high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, or even obesity. Many times we are not aware of the fact that it is because of our unhealthy habits why we have a stressed heart. So whilst we are stressed, which is totally okay, it is something very human, while we are stressed, we are also supposed to be keen in observing how we deal with ourselves, deal with our body, our mind, and our heart while we are stressed. So with that said, your heart is your responsibility, so take care of it.
Yes, and remember, failure to take care of the heart results in heart failure. Thank you.